shot.
I thought he played a very competitive game. That was a tough day. We probably didn't run the ball as well as we would have liked to. They were doing what they could to stop the run or eliminate any big plays from the run game, and I thought he battled throughout and did fine.
Pat, can you talk about what David Moult will have to do this week to, you know, be the starting center from a, not just on the field but behind the scenes here?
Well, it's gonna start with a great week of training. He's already got a great start. He's putting in the extra time. He's a guy that works hard anyways. He's a good decision maker, and so we feel good about him being in there. So it starts with a really good week of training.
How hard is it for a guy who is his size to go up against some of these big guys like Baker was? And, you know, teams have these 320-pounders. How hard is it for him to match up?
Well, I think what you do is you use your strengths, you know, to your advantage. And he's very quick. He's got good instincts as a player. And, you know, I was a center as a smaller player when I made the switch from linebacker to center. And, you know, you just got to make sure you keep good body control, try to get good position on the guy you're blocking, and really understand all the angles involved with run and pass blocking.
Is he getting all the first team reps this week, or is Wade Smith mixing in there? How are you splitting it up?
We'll see when we get out there. It'll be like last week. We're going to train all the guys, get them ready to play, and then what I can guarantee is we will put five linemen out there on Sunday. There'll be five of them.
Which ones?
Well, that's you guys. You figure that out.
Even though you didn't have much running success on Sunday, you kept doing it. I mean,
sure.
20 carries for LeSean. That hasn't. I mean, you've worked for people where that's not always been the case. When you struggle with the run game, you tend to start throwing it all the time. The philosophy with Chip, how does that differ?
Well, we believe in the run game, and there's more to our run game than just, you know, we call a run and then we hand it off. We have things that happen on the perimeter. We block the edges in different ways than I've been used to. And so you continue to call runs. And there are times when we've called a run and the ball gets put out to the perimeter. There's other times when we can throw, you know, the ball to an extended receiver, or we could just run it. So there's a lot going on with it. We believe in the run game, and we'll call runs from the beginning till the end.
How much of the struggles getting a sustainable running game going is just due to the offensive line being banged up, or is it just what other teams are doing to you?
It was a gritty game, and you know, as the year goes on, you're going to see, you know, we still have a small sample size of what teams are. But as the years go on, you're going to see that's a very outstanding front that they have. Very physical. And we, like you mentioned, we continue to battle against it running the football. But then certainly we had some good success with our play-action game making plays down the field. At the end of the day, we're trying to score points and trying to score more than our opponent. And we'll continue to run and throw the ball and do it in a way that we feel is the best against that opponent we play.
Do you think you guys have kind of shown that, like, if a team focuses on stopping one aspect, like last week with the run, you guys can, you know, adjust and do other things?
Well, we try to. You know, we're certainly, you know, game planning always starts with the guys that we have in our locker room and then how it fits with who we're playing. And it comes down to strengths and weaknesses and trying to do what you have to do on the Sunday that you play your opponent to score points.
In most cases, he was a seventh-round pick. He was out of the league last year. What are you seeing in that the rest of the league hasn't seen?
Well, he's done a good job for us. You know, I can't tell you why guys get here. We all get here in different ways. Those of you that are writing about all this have gotten here in different ways. And so he's here, and while he's been here, he's done a great job for us. Not every first-round draft pick makes a team and has a great career. We've seen frequently where guys that were not high picks or free agents that have had outstanding careers, so none of that really matters. What matters to us is since he's been here, he's first done what was necessary to make the team, and then given an opportunity to play, he's gone in there and done well.
He's not the tallest. He's not your classic size center either. Is that, I mean, how are we able to look beyond that? I mean,
yeah, I mean, we're not going to swell him up in a week, you know. I mean, we're not going to make him taller. I think he's a guy that can play the position, has done a good job, and we'll put him in there, and we trust that he'll do a good job.
You weren't a big center either. How do you combat, you know, how do you...
Well, like I mentioned, you know, there's times when you get matched up with a big guy and you got to do what you can to play the angles and understand the angles of what we're trying to do running the ball. There's times when you get help. There's times when you give help. And I think that's where having a feel And being able to be a good decision maker with how you use your body is very important.
What do you see when you look at the 49ers defensive front?
Well, I see a front very similar to the one we just played. If they're going to play us in base, they like to play base, whether we play with three receivers or not. There's five on the line, and they try to corner it and edge it with two really fine outside linebackers, and that kind of starts it. And then inside, you know, 14 years he's been playing, Justin Smith he can wreck a game if you don't block him well. And he's a relentless, good player. And so just to name a few. So the front, how they try to approach the game is similar to the crowd we just played.
Now, how's Tobin? Is he physically ready to play in a game, Matt Tobin?
Well, if he's out here training, he will be. Yeah.
Do I have to get it? Could you get him into the? I mean, will you consider getting him in as a starter?
Sure.
Where?
Yeah. At offensive line. I mean, I'm not going there. So you guys can keep asking those questions. We're going to play five guys, and as the week goes on, it'll be revealed who those five are.
Are you going to train the guy to be ready to start if you want it? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody that's out here practicing and training puts themselves in position to be number one active and then number two a starter.
Have teams done things differently to try and defend the inside zone read?
The inside zone read? I don't think so. I think we're seeing each team comes in with a strategy on how to play us, and then each team has done it a little bit differently. There isn't one.
That play to work this season?
Well, first off, nobody really knows how many times we call it. There are times when we run inside zone, we hand it. There's times when we read it. And, so we've run it.
To follow up on Malk and the communication aspect of playing center, you know, how equipped is he to, you know, make those line calls and, you know, understand what, you know, where, you know, blocking is supposed to take place?
Yeah, he's a quick thinker. He's displayed to us in our training sessions and when he's been in there that he can make the right call. You know, and a lot of times, you know, he directs it. So if we're all going the same direction, then we're all right or wrong. And that's the key, is to be able to be a quick thinker, know through your training how they're going to line up, see it, react to it, make the call. And I think he can do those things.
How has Nick's body responded since taking a few shots on Sunday? And what's the key to keeping him upright from here?
Yeah, I think he's responded well. I mean, the last couple days he's been in. He's been happy that we won, and he's quickly into the preparation for the Niners game.
How did you assess, you know, how Gardner played on the outside there at tackle? I mean, what kind of game do you think he had?
Well, he battled, and again, he was playing against some terrific edge players. We're happy with his, you know, his performance in the game. There were mistakes to go around for everyone. That was a tough, hard-fought game, as we all know. And when that happens, there are times when you get beat. There's times when you do things extremely well. And, you know, he's one guy in there that did enough good things to help us win, and we're proud of that.
Are the backup offensive linemen more involved in practice here than some other places you've been?
I would say this. They get more reps. I mean, they get more reps on plays that we're going to run in the game here than other places I've been. And I really do think that helps them with their preparation. You know, there's other places I've been where the backup guys are doing exclusively look squad, scout team type work, and that's not the way that we train. I think and I think that shows up when they have to get in there, they can perform. You know, I think Stout and G do a great job working with them. The way we train and the way our practices are structured, they get a lot of reps on things that we're going to do, and I think it showed up. Fortunately, we do it that way because we've had to play backup linemen a lot here in the first three games.
They discuss how during the week you prepare for different scenarios. The scenario that happened in week one and the scenario that happened in week three, were those things that you prepared for during the week?
I don't know. I mean, every series I looked out and it looked like there was a different combination. But that's a credit to the players and the coaches, I think, that work with them, that they're able to do that.
Polk obviously had the kick return.
Yeah,
Sunday.
It's awesome, wasn't it?
Created some big plays for you guys last year as well. What is it about him that enables him to do that? He's scored like three or four touchdowns and 12 times touching the ball.
Well, he's certainly got a nose for the end zone. You know, I think that's – you know, that's something that's maybe a little bit overlooked. You know, he gets in the end zone, he finds a way to get in there. He's got a little thickness to him as a runner, so when it gets tight in there, I think he can be a good runner. I just think he's been set back in terms of with that injury. He didn't get an opportunity to do much in training camp, and I still think we're going to see the best of him as we go forward. That was a great way to start, him having an impact on a game. That was awesome.
Was it a challenge for you guys in the coaching staff at all to kind of remember what he had done because he didn't play much in his training camp?
No, we got good memories. Sort of being funny.
Because he hadn't performed, you know, and been on the field.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who was questioning whether he'd be on the roster or not. You know, I think we as coaches wish they can all be out there. Unfortunately, he dealt with an injury that lingered. But when he got in the game, he made some plays, and I think that's important.
John, how helpful has it been to you and the coaches up in the box to now have the replay consultant as far as taking that responsibility off of your shoulders?
Yeah, you know, it's another set of eyes, and I think Coach addressed it last year. We have a bunch of guys in the box that all know the rules and all see the game. Now, there are certain parts of the game where I'm doing other things than watching, you know, and vice versa. And so we kind of come together up there with a decision of whether Coach, you should challenge it or not. And that's always been the system. I think we answered that last year. Nobody wanted to believe us, though. And then with Frank being up there, he's just another set of eyes that has no other responsibilities other than just watch the game. So there may be a play that we can't see exactly what happened, and he would be no different. But fortunately, it worked out well, and we were able to get our challenges right, so it helps.
Josh Huff is ready to play this week. How big of a role do you think he might have? I mean, he hasn't participated a lot in practice.
Yeah, I think he's another guy, much like our linemen. And again, I'm not trying to be mysterious about it. We're just going to have to see how the training goes for him, you know. But given an opportunity to get in the game, he's a very quick, explosive guy that can catch the football, and there's always a place for him.
Hey, you guys, you cautioned
before the season that Nick had only started in 16 games before the start of this year. Mm-hmm. Is there something you learned about him following the Sunday game that perhaps maybe you didn't know?
Well, I knew he was tough. You know, just like we know down deep, he's a very tough guy, and he got an opportunity to display it for all of us. You know, he was able to display what we all know, and anytime you can do that, you can gain confidence from that. And so that's probably what I learned from Sunday.
In your time as a head coach.
Or what we learned from Sunday.
In your time as a head coach, as an offensive coordinator, you've had a player stand up for someone else. Is that something you advocate, or do you caution them against the penalty or the ejection?
Good question. Very well thought out. Here's what we teach, all right? We teach our guys to play by the rules. We teach our guys to be fearless and relentless, and we teach our guys to use good decisions in all situations that come up in the game. And I think Coach answered that question by saying, next question. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.